Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees, the podcast. I'm also live on YouTube at the moment. I'm going to test that out. But I want to say thank you for listening to the show. My name's Lloyd Ross, and this is all about money. We talk all about money on the show. So this particular episode is titled The Millionaire Myth. The Millionaire Myth. What is the Millionaire Myth? Well, it's interesting because a lot of people, you ask them, do you want to be a millionaire? Wow, I'd love to be a millionaire. That sounds so amazing. That sounds incredible. Being a millionaire, wow, I could do all these amazing things, right? So what's fascinating is that being, when people say they want to be a millionaire, what they're actually saying is that they want to spend $1 million. That's what they're actually saying. They want to spend $1 million. The paradox, the great paradox or the myth is that millionaires go and spend all this money. But the reality is, the cruel paradox of being a millionaire is this. To get there, you have to be really diligent with managing your money, which means you can't just go and eat in lavish restaurants. You can't just go and not look at the menu. You can't just go and buy whatever you want. You can't just travel first class. You can't do all that stuff if you want to become a millionaire. You just can't do it, right? Because you have to master the art of money management to become a millionaire, which means actually having discipline when it comes to your spending. So when you go to a restaurant, you don't just eat what you want off the menu without looking at it. You don't just go and buy clothes that are too expensive. You don't travel first class. You don't do all these things. To get to become a millionaire, you have to have disciplined spending, which means managing your dopamine levels, managing your retail therapy urges, right? So that when people say to me, oh, I just love... I said, what do you want more money? They say, well, I'd just love to be able to go to a restaurant and not look at the menu. I'm like, sure, that's cool. But the reality is, if you want to be great with money, even as you get to 5 million, 10 million, 20 million, these people are diligent with what they buy. They want to find value in everything they buy just about, right? Now, obviously, when you're worth that much money, you don't look at the menu and stuff like that. But I think it's important to just help you understand that to become a millionaire is not about spending money like a millionaire. And that is the millionaire myth, okay? People think that becoming a millionaire is like, you go and spend $1 million. Something that happened recently to us, we have an American Express. Anyway, it's a long story, but we ended up having the ability to go and spend $200 worth of free stuff at David Jones, which is a retail outlet here, right? So Alicia loves shopping and I hate it, but we went together to spend this $200 free we got with our credit card. So we got there and we're looking around for some white shorts for me, right? I love my white shorts. So anyway, we looked at H&M and Zara and these white shorts. They weren't quite right, but they're about, I guess they are like $45 or something like that, I think. Anyway, we went to David Jones to spend this voucher and we went in there and we couldn't believe it. The same shorts were $145. Now, we could afford that, of course. Easy, just boom, we could get that. But even with a free voucher, we're looking for values. We're like, you know what? Let's just find the right shorts, for the right price. And so we went to Zara. We ended up ordering them. They were like $40 and they were just, they were almost identical, And being a millionaire, it's not like we just go around spending money and not worry about things like that. We're very diligent with how we spend money still, right? So it's developing those habits to get to a millionaire. And when you have the habits, it's not something you really want to get rid of because a lot of people can let their purse strings go too loose and they can lose their million too. So once you get to a millionairehood, it's about not just staying there, but growing from there too. So you have to display this discipline throughout your life when it comes to money. It doesn't matter really what level you're at. I know millionaires that have gone broke, lots, okay, because they let their spending get out of control. And so the idea is that, yes, you get to a point where maybe you don't have to look at the menu, but you are always going to need to be diligent when it comes to your money. It doesn't matter if you're worth 5 million, 10 million, 20 million. It's such an important thing because it one thing to get it, it's another thing to keep it and then grow it, right? So I just wanted to clear up that myth, because I think too many people are like, wow, I can't believe, you know, I would love to be a millionaire. Wow, I'd just love to be able to spend there and go there. You know, and there's this show on the radio at the moment called Millionaire for a Day. And what's fascinating about that show is that the whole show is around, if they win, if they answer these questions and win a day as a millionaire, they get to go in a helicopter, go shopping and spend whatever they want, and they get to eat at this amazing restaurant that's worth thousands of dollars. Crazy stuff. Like, all the stuff that you really shouldn't be doing to get to become a millionaire. It's really weird, right? So in people's minds, when you hear the word millionaire, you think, wow, helicopters and restaurants and clothes, and this is what the radio is doing, and it's painting that picture. But it couldn't be further from the truth. It's an absolute myth. Do I know people that have helicopters? But yes, absolutely, you can. There's a time and a place for that stuff. I'm not suggesting you don't do it, but to get to become a millionaire, it's you do have to look at the menu. You do have to be diligent with money. You have to be able to save money to the point where you can then deploy it to grow it. And if you can't save money, you're never going to be able to invest it, which means you'll never grow it, which means you'll never ever become a millionaire. So I think just helping you understand that it's great to be not frugal, it's great to be thrifty. It's important to be thrifty. Some of the biggest billionaires in the world, like Warren Buffett, very thrifty. Okay, he's very thrifty even today. So there's a level of, you know, there's a nice sweet spot you'll find. But I just wanted to help you understand that to become a millionaire means you don't spend like one. All right, and even when you get there, you don't spend like one. You've got to be diligent. All right, so don't for a second think that being a millionaire is about going out and spending $1 million. All right, so hopefully that helps you overcome the myth. There is a magic to it for sure, like freedom and flexibility. It's amazing having $1 million or more, or being a millionaire for sure, and a worthy goal. But just understand that it's not what you think, right? So display the habits and behavior and you'll build your $1 million and you'll get there and you'll be able to keep it and grow up. All right. So thanks so much for listening to this episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast. Shoot us a subscribe, leave us a review. I'll give you a shout out on my stories on Instagram if you leave a review for sure. I really appreciate that. The show's growing and growing and growing and had some great feedback. So thanks so much to all of my listeners. Appreciate you guys. We're on Spotify, we're on Apple, we're on Amazon, we're on Google Play. And now we're live on YouTube. So I want to make sure that everyone gets a great money education out there. So until next time, I'll see you on the next show of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.